With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New House Speaker Mike Johnson made it clear to Biden administration officials his demands when it came to foreign assistance. Aid to Israel for its war against Hamas would have to be separated out from support for Ukraine, despite objections from the Democrats.
What they don't like is that in the House, we're trying to be good stewards of the taxpayers' resources. We offset that spending. Instead of printing new dollars and or borrowing it from another nation to send over to fulfill our obligations and help our ally, we want to pay for it. What a concept. We're trying to change how Washington works.
Johnson says he thinks most Americans are concerned about foreign aid, so it makes sense for Republicans to tie those bills to domestic priorities like border control.
If you go out into the country, people will say, look, we understand our role as a leader in the free world. We understand that we're the great superpower that needs to assist and ensure that freedom survives, but we have to take care of our own house first, and securing our border is an essential priority to the American people.
Audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday, also at SRNNews.com. Saturday witnessed pro-Palestinian demonstrations, but one Jewish scholar is concerned about anti-Semitism within the Jewish community.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken is managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values. He tells Salem News Channel that Jews with leftist political philosophies should be alarmed by Hamas's professed intention to destroy Israel.
If those people didn't wake up now after October 7th, nothing will wake them up. But I certainly hope that those people are now coming around to realize, you know, we have real friends and, unfortunately, we have real enemies.
Recently, a Hamas leader promised a second, third, and fourth attack against Israel until the nation is annihilated. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. A transgender sports controversy in Canada.
The scene at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's fall swim meet outside Toronto must have seemed surreal. A 50-year-old man who is living as a woman competed in a race against 13 and 14-year-old girls. Local officials told Rebel News they couldn't keep the man out under rules established by the governing body Swimming Canada. The man is a psychology professor at York University who studies children and youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has issued an executive order aimed at combating anti-Semitism and other forms of anti-religious hatred amid the Israeli-Hamas war. The governor's directive instructs law enforcement to share and coordinate potential anti-Semitic acts through a situation room. It also asks Virginia's higher education institutions to submit updated safety plans. This is SRN News. At least 70 companies and trade groups say a proposed update to the EPA's air quality standards could severely harm American industries.
Steve Malloy with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute says it is climate fraud and a testament to the corruption of the scientific community. If finalized, the regulation would place the EPA in control of state and local economies. States not in compliance would have to get approval from the agency to develop new factories. The states most adversely impacted are Texas, California, and Michigan.
Tayshia Stevens reporting says the two areas in which the EPA proposed to regulate are forest fires and tire friction on roads. Virginia police say an off-duty U.S. Park police officer fatally shot another off-duty officer when he accidentally pointed a gun at him in the man's apartment. More details at SRNNews.com.